Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So I recently did an episode where Drake's freestyle, The Fighting Irish, was leaked, and in it, there were lyrics directly intended for LeBron. Well, since that time, there was some recent screenshots of DMs where Drake appeared to have mentioned LeBron's extramarital activities. However, according to academics, those screenshots were deemed to be fake. Well, now that the seeds of LeBron's faithfulness, or lack thereof, has been planted, DJ Academics went on a live stream hilariously calling out LeBron while issuing him a stern warning. So I'm going to play you guys what he said, and then I'll share my thoughts.
News flash for LeBron. Yo, LeBron, I talked to enough whores in Canada. I've talked to enough people. Maybe Drake will keep teasing it. Let me just tell you what I've heard. Yo, LeBron, you and Drake used to go on two mans, okay? You've been cheating on your goddamn wife. Drake used to facilitate the hoes. And basically, essentially, you can't dance to a song about him being a pedophile. He used to supply you with the I'm sorry, my nigga. Yes, if I'm Drake, I snitch on you too. Sorry, buddy. You can't do that. No. You've been living a lie, and everybody been thinking you're this perfect guy, but when you come to Canada, I know some of the whores. When you come to Canada, you know, you come to certain places, I'm supplying you with the white women you love. You don't even like black chicks. White women. I'm the guy. So when I bring the tings and I'm hooking you up, when Kendrick drops a song saying certified lover boy, certified pedo, you're the first one to say, whoa, me and Drake done did some two mans. He ain't never bring no underage girl. What the f*** is you talking about? Or how about you shut the f*** up and don't dance, don't crip walk, don't do nothing. And how about you go win some championships? I'm sorry. I'm snitching on you. That's why you in trouble, LeBron. You can't dance to a song about me being a pedophile when we went on two mans. That's why you're getting dissed on these random songs. There's like five tings in Toronto ready to shout your business up now, bro. Like, LeBron, nobody told you? If you're secretly cheating on your wife, stay out of the way. And don't dance at your man who's been helping you cheat, calling him a pedophile. Get out the way, LeBron. What are you doing?
Man, before I get into this, I just have to say, DJ Academics is a polarizing figure in the media space, but regardless, he's been a central figure in this whole saga. From his voice being sampled by Drake or being name-dropped by Kendrick, he's been integral. Also, the guy's undefeated. Anyone who has publicly went at him or had an issue with him, they took an L one way or another. Young Miami went at him, and Diddy tried to sun him by exerting dominance over him, and look where they are now. So the thing is, this is what he does. He's connected to the people and the industry, so he makes an effective conduit. So what do I make of this? He hit the nail right on the head. He's spot on. I believe he got information from Drake directly, or people on Drake's team made him privy to certain things. So I believe he's setting the stage for what will undoubtedly be a large-scale exposure. I look at it this way. Remember when the comedian Hannibal Buress did a stand-up show, and in it, he mentioned Bill Cosby and grape, and told everyone to go home and Google Bill Cosby grape? and after, the crowd was shocked from hearing him say that. Now, they were shocked because it was in Bill Cosby's hometown, but also, too, because he had a pristine reputation up until that point. That joke was the catalyst for a media firestorm. Academics broaching this topic, I believe, is the start of LeBron's image being brought into question and under scrutiny. So number one, LeBron controls a large portion, if not a majority, of sports media. However, academics isn't in sports media. He's an independent media entrepreneur, personality, and content creator. So he doesn't have to toe the line the way the people at ESPN, FS1, and these other outlets do. Plus, he's used to making big money and signing large deals. I doubt Clutch Sports can pay for his loyalty and silence, especially since sports isn't even his niche. So his bread and butter is hip-hop and pop culture. So it's more in his best interest to roll with a guy like Drake and have that access than to a goofy like LeBron. Now, number two, if the story grows too big, it can no longer be ignored. It doesn't matter how many people in the media LeBron has on payroll, allegedly. There are still journalistic standards and requirements. And if the public is made privy to this information, they have to cover the story. And I think we are nearing that point. I seen a clip of the Breakfast Club where they were covering the story. And also, too, Charlamagne asked, why is academics doing this? If he's wrong, he can get sued. Let me tell you right now, LeBron will not sue academics, just like he didn't sue Kale Sonnen. The reality is a defamation lawsuit against either of these guys would cause unfavorable truths to surface publicly about LeBron that will largely sway public narrative and debunk many of the propaganda that's promoted about him. Now, a lot of people are saying that what academics is doing is wrong and that Drake is wrong if he indeed put him up to this. I have no problems or issues with it whatsoever. Now, here's why.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
LeBron started this. If you see someone that is your friend being called something as disgusting and egregious as a kitty diddler, how can you publicly be outside celebrating, dancing, and rapping along to it? Should have kept your mouth shut and not pick a side. Kind of like what he's doing with his friend and actual diddler, Diddy.
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Also, if you know you're going to take the side of the person your friend is up against, wouldn't it make sense to not have it be someone who knows your dirty secrets? So if Drake was bringing the woman around for him to be cheating and they're going on double dates, then that means he's in on your secret, allegedly. Now, in Toronto, there is word around the campfire of what he allegedly does, how he gets down, and his whole operation. But it's kind of like a badly kept secret that never got to a mainstream level. Now that it's reached academics, and he may have the green light, it's all coming out. Now, there's an old phrase, when your friend becomes your foe, out the window your secrets go. So like I mentioned in the previous episode of Drake's Fighting Irish Freestyle, That was a jab at LeBron just to let him know. Now Academics is taking it further by pulling his card. I believe the final move will be when he gets the actual girls to come on stream and they break down their entire relationship or encounter with him. Now LeBron has skeletons, allegedly. Look at him with Yes Jules, the influencer. Now they're just friends, right? Yeah, so was Emmanuel Acho and Joy Taylor, allegedly. Do you guys remember when LeBron used to take those corny social media sabbaticals and would pretend like he never used his phone at all while the playoffs was going on? Then on Instagram, when it used to show, you know, a user's activity, it showed his activity of liking a picture of some white girl's booty during that time. And what about when Mia Khalifa, the former mattress actress who came out and strongly suggested that LeBron DM'd her? And what about this clip that I'm about to play for you guys here?
Don't be dumb. You are famous, Adam. You know how famous you are. You can be a little sly about it. Leonardo DiCaprio, I know for a fact, I mean, I've never been invited, but my friends have. He goes out and his bodyguards or whatever go up to the girls, ask them if they want to go back to his house or wherever. They sign an NDA. LeBron James, same shit. Should I be outing all these people?
What did LeBron James do?
LeBron James has various parties constantly where NDAs need to be signed and women are at.
Mm.
You didn't know that? You didn't know LeBron's a cheetah?
Where there's smoke, there's fire. By the way, I'm going to show you guys how much this Drake hate is forced. Now, people across the board are saying that he's corny for doing this. They're accusing him of snitching. Okay, watch this. Pusha T, his nemesis from their beef in 2018, he dropped these bars when he was part of the hip-hop duo Clips, exposing LeBron's sexual proclivity for white women and exposing his infidelity. So in the Clips song, Popular Demand, and I believe this came out in 2009, he said the following lines, okay? Used to have this white b**ch look like Madonna, though. Heard that she f***ing LeBron, but shit, I don't know. Like that Bron, I had that a long time ago. Butt naked on the balcony at the Dolino. So don't move the goalpost now. Keep the same energy across the board. If you have nothing to say about Pusha T saying that, then don't say anything now, because this is nothing new. Regardless of whether or not he put Academics up to it, it's irrelevant. What's relevant is that LeBron, being the narcissistic, attention-seeking, disloyal, fair-weather friend that he is, saw an opportunity to ride Kendrick Lamar's wave of popularity. And because he's not smart, he didn't carefully weigh out his options of what the repercussions would be. It never occurred to him that this guy is my friend, and I don't want to disrespect him or get myself caught up in the middle of this. Let me just stay the hell out. This is rap beef. I'm a basketball player, but he's not honorable enough to even think like that. He definitely didn't think he'd lose a friend in Drake, because he lacks that much self-awareness. He didn't think that Drake knows too much about me, and there is nothing to stop this from coming out if we're no longer friends. So, look, I'm all for it. I look at the full context. LeBron started this by trying to get involved in something that didn't concern him. Now, if Drake decides to have a conversation with Academics, and Academics decides that he wants to run to the internet and expose it, then so be it. LeBron is the one who created this fake, phony, good guy, family man reputation for himself and started playing with fire when this beef started. So I don't feel bad for him one bit. I support the hell out of this. I hope academics brings out more information to the public and really exposes LeBron for who he is. He should be okay. After all, what's that phrase that he said?
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
We know what used to happen at them Diddy parties. So the question is, what were you doing at those Diddy parties, LeBron? But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share it with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.